Good morning and welcome back to Nachiyomi. Today we're going to be learning together Divrei Yomim Aleph Perek Chof Bei, the 22nd chapter of the first book of Divrei Yomim. It is 19 psukim long and we don't really have a parallel perek in Tanakh. In fact, this perek falls squarely in between the book of Shmuel and Sefer Melachim. Perek Chof Gimel, our next perek, does in some ways parallel the first perek of Melachim Aleph. But this perek really is new information on the whole. It's information we do not hear of in between Sefer Melachim and Sefer Shmuel. The first thing we do here is Psukim Aleph to Dalet, where David HaMelech gathers together a workforce. The first thing we have is this incredible realization that David HaMelech has. He says, Zehu Beis Hashem Ho'elokim. This must be the house of Hashem, the God. Zeh Mizbeach Lo'olad Yisrael. This must be the altar for Israel. And so therefore, what he does is he gathers together a workforce of Gerim. Gerim typically means converts, Asher Eretz Yisrael, and he sent them to the quarries to quarry out rock and bring it to the house of God. And it talks about how he gets iron for the masmirim. These are the nails and the pegs that he's going to do to connect it all. And the nechoshes, the copper, a tremendous amount, atzerazim, all the lumber, which is importing from Tyre and Sidon. So we hear this large amount of imported materials that is happening right now. So just a question before going on is, when did David HaMelech realize this was the house of Hashem? So the Chiddush says this is the realization that this is the place of the Migdash Shel Ma'ala. He understands that the Migdash Shel Mata, the lower Migdash built in this world, is paralleling a spiritual existence of a parallel temple in heaven, and this is the realization that's happening over here. The Abamanel says that, and in fact, it's very crucial because David HaMelech had so wanted to build the base of Migdash, and when Hashem did not allow him to do that, what people thought, and you know, people's opinion is often very wild, especially when it comes to leaders, because they just don't know what's going on. They said, you know, it must be because David HaMelech sinned, that's why he can't build the base of Migdash. And so, all this time, people are slandering David behind his back and saying, you see, he can't build the base of Migdash because of the son of Bathsheba and all the ramifications and the damage that was done afterwards. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give David the gift of being able to know where the Beis HaMikdash in fact was, and this would display that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so did want David HaMelech to build the Beis HaMikdash, and it was for another reason that he was not able to build the Beis HaMikdash. So after the Magefa, after the plague that we saw that was in Perek Chof Aleph, Hashem allows the fire to come down from heaven to display to David that this is the Makom HaMikdash, which now allows David in his last days to be able to set up the wherewithal for the building of that Beis HaMikdash. He buys the place and now he sets up all the materials. Just an interesting question, practically speaking, is who are these Gerim that he's marshalling? So the Rashi says that in fact it refers to those of the other nations who are very scared and wanted to join because of joining with this with Israel, and that was who he put to work in this particular thing, to this particular effort to build the Beis HaMikdash. Whereas most of the other Mepharshim say, like the Ralbag says, it's actually referring to the Givonim. The Givonim were a particular nation which came to Yeshua in the beginning and made a peace accord under false pretenses, and Shlomo Melech gave them, and Yeshua gave them protection. Ultimately, Shaul HaMelech persecuted and massacred a whole bunch of them, and David HaMelech rehabilitated them, and he allowed them to have work as part of the workforce of Israel. And this is one of the examples of how he's utilizing them to quarry the materials necessary for the Beis HaMikdash. We now hear about from Sukkim to Ahay to Vav, where David HaMelech prepares to initiate Shlomo. So he says to he says about his son, Beni Narvarach, Beni Narvarach. My son is young, he's supple still, and this is a very, very big Beis HaMikdash. So he says, you know what I'm going to do is, I will prepare all the needs for him and command him to build the Beis HaMikdash. So he gathers together, he stockpiles all these materials, and he goes over to his son Shlomo, and he starts giving him the following speech. He says, David says to his son, you know, he says, I wanted to build the Beis HaMikdash, but Hashem says to me, no, Dom L'Rav Shafachta, we talked about this earlier, you poured too much blood, we discussed what that really meant. And because of that, you're not going to build the bais. You're not going to build the Beis HaMikdash for my name. So you're going to have a son, and he'll be an ish menucha, a man of rest. He will be saved from all the wars around him, and his name will be Shlomo, because there will be shalom. There'll be peace and quiet in his days, for all of his days, and he's going to build the bais in my name. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what David HaMelech tells him. And so just to interrupt very briefly in his speech to his son, you see that Shalom is a very important factor. Peace is a very important factor in building the Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara says that Ein Kli Machzik Bracha Ela Shalom. Really, the container for all blessing in this world is peace. If you don't have peace, if people are attacking you, people are maligning you, you spend all this energy not doing positive things, but simply neutralizing negative things, you can't really get anywhere. Simply all your energy will be spent getting back to base one. The Malbim says that it's not just because of that, it's also because the way the Torah describes it. In the progression of the Torah, in Devarim Perek Yud Beis, the description is that when Hashem, v'aniach lachem yikol aveichem, when you will be freed from all your enemies, that's when v'yamakom asher yuchar Hashem. Then you're going to find the place that Hashem chose. So that's a natural sequence, and that's what's being reflected over here. As David HaMelech carries on his speech with his son Shlomo, and he says, so my son, you know what, if you want, you're going to be successful, you're going to build a base, HaMikdash, for Hashem, Hashem, you know what? You need to make sure to always guard the Torah of Hashem. Then, if you listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you will always succeed. Chazak ve'ematz, be strong, be strengthened, be courageous. And in Ba'ani, in my humility, says David HaMelech, through my pain, I put together all these talents of gold, all these talents of silver, nechoshes, barazel, all these different materials, lumber, rocks, all these riches I've stockpiled for you in order that you should be able to build the Beis HaMikdash. You should notice, by the way, the language in this paragraph from Pesukim Yud Aleph to Tes Zayin is very much parallel to Yeshua Perek Aleph, the transition of Moshe Rabbeinu to Yeshua, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu turns to Yeshua and says, look, you have big shoes to fill, but just follow the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, follow the words of the Torah of Agisa Boyam Valayla, Chazak Ve'emotz, be strong and be strengthened. This transition of David to Shlomo is an equally significant transition as well. One thing which is very important to notice over here, and this is a basic question, is did Shlomo HaMelech use the stockpiled materials that David HaMelech set aside for him? And the answer is, it seems not. If you go to Melachim Aleph, Perek Vav, you'll see that it takes 4 years for Shlomo HaMelech to start the building of the Beis HaMikdash. And the reason that many of the Forshim say is because he was gathering materials and trading with Tyre and getting all the necessary quarried rock and the chopped wood. And you wondered to yourself, well, why didn't he just use what David HaMelech had already given him? He doesn't. The Mefarshim struggle with this. Ababinel makes a number of suggestions. Perhaps one suggestion simply is that if David HaMelech's disqualification was he was a warrior, and he spent all of his energy vanquishing the enemies, then perhaps what's going on over here is that the product of his wars, all that material and all those riches that he was able to succeed getting, was through those wars. Shlomo HaMelech viewed that as a continuation, perhaps of that same, we'll call it, violent perspective. Even though it was necessary violence in order to be able to create peace, Shlomo HaMelech wanted the new material to be traded, not to be won in war. Maybe another option is he didn't want it to be seen as a continuation of anything of David in terms of the sin, which is a fascinating thing when you think about Shlomo HaMelech, a young lad entering the throne and ascending into the reign of all of Israel. And on one hand, creating his own legacy, on the other hand, being a continuation of his father. Very difficult questions when we talk about this kind of thing. It's important also to notice that when you read Melachim Aleph, at the very beginning, Perek Aleph and Beis, when David HaMelech is on his deathbed and he starts speaking to Shlomo, he gives three last requests to Shlomo HaMelech. And they are about settling scores. Shimi ben Gera, Yoav ben Tzeruya, and and Barzillai Giladi, there's certain things that need to be fixed up, but he does not mention this over here. Direi Yamim isn't saying that it was incorrect. What it's doing is it's focusing. Ezra HaSofer is focusing on the fact that David HaMelech's real wish wasn't simply getting rid of enemies and rewarding friends, but it was also about assuring that Beis HaMikdash would ultimately be built. And that's really what David HaMelech's real thrust, the main point was, which is what the Sefer Direi Yamim is augmenting us by teaching us this. Finally, read the end of the parak. Psukim Yud Zayin to Yud Tes, the last three Psukim, where David HaMelech now turns to the Sarei Yisrael, the officers, and he commands them to help Shlomo. He says, Hashem has given you freedom from all your enemies now, and the land has been conquered. Now you are going to give all of yourselves Lidroish LaHashem LaKeichem, to seek out Hashem and build the Beis HaMikdash, to bring the Aron into the Beis HaMikdash and all the Kalim into the right places. And if you think about this, the Dat Mikra points out that this is the same language the Torah says about Yerushalayim. Shichnoi Sidrashu, that you'll search out the place of the dwelling of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shichnoi Sidrashu Vasa Shama, that ultimately finding Yerushalayim is not about just getting to the destination, it's a continual progress. It's a continual journey of growth. And that's perhaps why HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not tell Bnei Yisrael where the Beis HaMikdash will be built. He does not tell them Yerushalayim is special when they first enter the land. It's only at this point in time. Here we hear it in Devar HaYomim, Perek Chof Aleph and Chof Beis, that David HaMelech finally is able to find it. And David HaMelech tells Shlomo, don't think you just found it. You've not arrived. The journey continues from now on inwards. This closes Perek Chof Beis. We will now enter to the last stages of David HaMelech's life as we continue with Chof Gimel. In the meantime, have a wonderful and meaningful day.